Hamish Napier grew up in Strathspey, Scotland. And for a long time, the Highland lad loved nothing more than traditional Scottish music.
In Perth lived a bonny lad, a brewer tae his trade, oh, and he is courted Peggy Roy, a young and handsome maid, oh. We have found out the boom a dido, do we have found out the boom a dido.
In fact, that's Napier singing The Brewer Lad, a track off one of his dozen or so traditional Scottish albums. And then, one day...
got into a Glasgow taxi cab, and I had my keyboard, and the taxi driver, they're very famously chatty Glasgow taxi drivers, and he said to me, have you ever heard of Ray Charles? And I was like, no. And he was like, that's a crime. He said, you've got to go home and get yourself some Ray Charles. He wrote down an album for me to get, and then I just listened to it all the time.
Which album did he tell you to get?
It was the definitive Ray Charles. So it was kind of like a best of compilation. That was a kind of access point for me. That was a big moment for me, is like when I got that.
Hey, mama, don't you treat me wrong. Come and love your daddy all night long, all right now.
I think it's just so rhythmic, so groovy, I would say.
It sounds to me like a gentler, happier Scottish version of The Commitments.
You see the girl with the diamond ring? She knows how to shake that thing, all right now, darling.
Okay, so maybe not. But the experience did turn Hamish Napier's music in a new direction. He studied contemporary music, became an integral part of Glasgow's flourishing folk scene, and helped create a new kind of sound. Traditional Scottish Highland tunes, meet Lady Jazz. Hamish Napier is currently at the Berklee College of Music, and tonight he'll be performing at the Institute of Contemporary Art as part of the ICA's Harborwalk Sounds series. He recently came into the Radio Boston studios with fiddler Jenna Moynihan. Hamish Napier, welcome to Radio Boston.
Well, thank you for having us.
It's really a pleasure to have you. And Jenna Moynihan, welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
Hamish, growing up in Scotland, it was traditional music that you were really immersed in as a young child, wasn't it?
Yeah, I went to do classical piano lessons, but in our area there was lots of opportunity for traditional music. My mum sang with Scottish opera, and then she got into the clarsach, which is a kind of Scottish harp. And she sings and plays that, and she sort of taught me about composition and things like that as well. So I was very lucky to have in all these different places around me growing up all this folk music. You know, it was such a social music that that's why I really enjoy playing with other people more than I do solo. I think that's why I love playing in ensembles.
Is it possible for you to kind of demonstrate to us a little bit about how you take that core traditional Scottish music and fold in the layers of these other influences? Like, how do you get from a Scottish folk tune to what you're doing now with Jenna and jazz it up a little bit?
You could say there's like three elements: melody, rhythm, and harmony. Hope I'm not going to sound too geeky here.
We welcome geeky, don't worry.
Oh, excellent.
Do you have an example of how you take a traditional melody and then twist it a little bit?
Sort of choice of lots of, like, pulling the harmony around, and so you're not just playing in one key, you're playing in lots of different keys. Kind of like that, it's kind of jazz approach. There's a tune that my mother wrote that goes like this. That's just all quite basic kind of folk harmony, but I kind of did a jazz arrangement of it. Kind of thing, if that sort of helps to demonstrate, you know, kind of like a more, like, thicker harmony, more chords, and also the rhythm as well is a huge important thing as well, like grooves underneath, rather than just, you know, the traditional, you know, kind of thing you might have heard. It's kind of doing like that kind of rhythms like that.
Well, let's hear how it comes together in a full song, if we could.
Okay.
Because I'm very excited to hear you play Forks of Knives. So could you play that for us? Think fusing these various musical styles is going to be kind of where you find your inspiration for a long time to come?
I think so. With lots of different influences, it's always going to stay interesting, you know. I'm kind of sad because I have to go back to Scotland in August and I'm not going to get the chance to play with these guys on a regular basis. And I have a version of my quintet back in Scotland that I'll be taking up. I can't wait for them to hear, you know, what we've been doing with this, with the same music over here, and I'm sure all the guys in the band back in Scotland will be really excited to hear what, you know, what the Americans have done with all these charts of mine.
While I'm totally sad to hear that you're leaving us in August, before you leave our studio, I was wondering if you could play us out with another song.
Yeah, we're going to play a tune just now called "The Night We Had the Bears."
Hamish Napier and Jenna Moynihan bring their jazz-tinged Highland music to the ICA's Harborwalk Sounds series tonight. There's more information at our website, radioboston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.